The opinions expressed during this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect my own views or the views of my guests. Thank you for listening to WAIF Cincinnati. And again, this is Kingdom Building. On Wednesdays, this is Mike, and I'm here with Oscar. And we'll play the music at the end.
Yeah, CD. Okay.
And Rich is taking a week off. Yeah. He'll be back next week, and Oscar will be taking a week off. We kind of put ourselves into a rotation here to kind of give us all a little break. And, you know, it takes a little bit of work to get this show on the road, although our pay is way, way low. We don't care because we're here for the Lord. We're not here for how much money we're going to make, that's for sure.
Right.
But, you know, I was thinking this morning when I woke up, I was thinking, you know, what would be a good topic for today? And I just, Oscar asked me, what are we going to talk about? And I said, well, you know, what's on my mind, but I don't know, I don't have any scriptures for it because it was kind of late because I worked late last night and I slept late this morning. But I was thinking freedom in the Lord and what kind of freedom we have in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, what he's done for us and you know, for us, died for our sins and all the other things, all the other blessings and things he's done for us in our lives. And I know for myself personally, if I look back on my life, even before I met the Lord, I can see many, many instances in my life where he was moving on my behalf.
Yeah.
And I had no idea at that time that's what it was.
Amen.
And then as I started learning more about the Lord, and I come to realize it was like, wow, somebody's on my side. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like that. It's nice to have somebody on your side.
That's right. You know, Mike, in the natural, talking about, you know, just in our natural lives, you know, I've heard this statement made many times, freedom isn't free. And in the natural, freedom isn't free. So a lot of people have fought and done a lot of things to give us the freedoms that we have in the natural. But, you know, when you come down to Jesus Christ, he paid the debt. He paid the price for our freedom. And, you know, this is in John 8:36, it says, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. So, you know, Jesus did make us free because when he died on Calvary, he set us free from the laws of sin and death. And, you know, he took the handwriting of ordinances that were against us, which was the law, and it says that he nailed them to the tree. You know, they were nailed to the tree with him, crucified with him. And, you know, he set us free. He gave us a pardon, if you want to call it that, or a complete forgiveness. And, you know, when Jesus hung on the cross, one of the last things that he said was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And, you know, the Father forgave everybody their sins. And that's what Jesus came for, was to set us all free. And if you're not walking in freedom today, it's not because he hasn't set you free. It's because you're walking in a mistaken identity. You're walking in that identity of sin and death. And he wants you to walk in the identity of freedom and life. And he came that you might have life and you might have abundant life. You know, and that abundant life is knowing him. And if we'll come to the place where we're willing to give up that old slavish attitude of sin and guilt and all that stuff and start walking in the forgiveness and the freedom that he's given us, then we can walk in newness of life and in a freedom that keeps you from being condemned. That's me. How about you? We got a We had a phone call here. Maybe it's Jesus calling us on the phone.
No, it's not.
Okay. Okay.
Somebody trying to sell me something.
Well, you know, the nice thing about it is with Jesus, he don't sell you anything. It's all free. Praise the Lord.
You know, Oscar, when you read that scripture, the word that popped out to me is indeed.
Yeah.
You know, indeed is kind of an emphatic word.
Yep.
You know, you hear of yes, indeed. Well, that means, yeah, you can count on it. It means it's true. It's yours. You have it. You know, and that's the thing about Jesus. Mm-hmm. He is true. And that's the thing that makes, you know, the freedom of the Lord as great as it is. Because not only did he die for our sins and all our transgressions, but he is true to us no matter what. And I like what you were saying about, you know, he gives us the freedom to live our lives. Well, he does. And, you know, that freedom that we have to live our lives doesn't mean we can go and do anything we want to do.
Right.
Because let's be honest, we're all going to make mistakes.
Right.
But the thing is, the freedom to do the things we want to do. But if we do make a mistake, it's forgiven.
That's right.
What more freedom can you have than that?
That's right.
You know, because when you're out there in the world today, you know, it's a tough world out there. It's a speedy, and especially during this time right now, what we're going through right now, because, you know, you don't know where you can go, what you can do. You know, and a lot of things are shut down, and you're kind of put in a position, you know, what do I do when I go here, or can I go here? And, you know, we don't have the freedoms that we had 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
amen.
They're there, but we can't take advantage of them.
You know, I was thinking, Mike, you know, in Hebrews chapter 11, mm-hmm. it talks about, it's the chapter of faith, and he talks about faith. And, the working definition that the Lord gave me for faith years ago was faith is believing in the truth and the truthfulness of God. And, you know, when you come to the place where Jesus said that he set you free, you know, basically, you might say, well, you know, Brother Oscar, I don't have the faith to believe that. And I'm going to tell you, the Word of God declares that to every man was dealt a measure of faith. There's a seed of faith in every man. Mm-hmm. Now, whether that faith has sprung forth and started to grow or not is one thing. But that's part of what we're here today to do, is to water that faith inside of you, that seed of faith can begin to grow. Now, in Hebrews 11th chapter, and this is out of the Amplified Bible, it says, now faith is the assurance and the title deed. There's that word deed again. You know, when you own the title deed, guess what?
Yeah.
You own it.
You own it.
It's yours. Now, faith is the assurance and the title deed, the confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. And I'm going to tell you what, maybe your physical senses don't comprehend faith, but I'm going to tell you what, God's spiritual senses inside of you, if you hear the Word of God and you begin to let that water of the Word begin to water that little seed of faith inside of you, it'll grow into a mighty tree. And I tell you what, if you believe God and you have faith, all things are possible. I don't care what it is, you know, and you know, you have that assurance, mm-hmm. you have that title deed, you have that confirmation. And it can't get no more sure than that, you know.
Well, you know, we all have, like you said, we have a measure of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, we're talking about spiritual faith here.
Right.
But we have natural faith every day. You know, we have faith in, if I flip that switch, the light's going to come on.
Mm-hmm.
If I put gasoline in the car's going to run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have faith on all kinds of things,
right.
In the natural realm.
Right, right.
And I guess for me, It's the balance. How do you get to the balance? Mm-hmm. You know, the spiritual faith and the natural faith. And I think that's a good question. You know, how do you balance it?
You know, Mike, the thing about balancing out faith is this. You know, you have to take God at his word. And when you begin to take him at his word, he said he would honor his word above his name. Now, we know at the name of Jesus, devils tremble, lives are changed, people are healed. There's a lot of things can happen at the name of Jesus. But he said he would honor his word above his name. Well, his word is not only just that spoken word, but he is the essence of his word. Because it says in the Gospel of John, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And that Word was Jesus when he dwelt among us. And you know, if we'll just, you know, I like that story of the woman who came to Jesus one time. And she still had doubt, you know. And she said, Lord, help my unbelief. And you know what? Because she asked that, Jesus moved mightily, and there was a great deliverance there. And, you know, in each one of our lives, I can tell you, I've shared this before, and I'll just share it again, but I've shared this before, but right before I got saved, I had smoked for years, and I couldn't quit smoking, and I just could not quit smoking. I had smoked from the time I was 5 years old, and I was 22 years old when I got saved. But before I got saved, I was having a lot of bronchitis and stuff because I was smoking a lot. I was smoking a couple packs of cigarettes a day. And I had started smoking, like I said, when I was about 5 years old. And, you know, that sounds funny, but it's the truth. And you know, I was using my lunch money and every bit of money I could get my hand on to buy cigarettes when I was a little kid. And you know, I always told myself, I can quit this anytime I want to. But, you know, I couldn't.
You couldn't.
I couldn't.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you, one day I was standing at work, and I was standing there, and I was having chest pains because I had a bout with bronchitis. And I had just bought a brand new pack of cigarettes. And I prayed, and I hadn't committed my life to the Lord yet. I just prayed, and I said, Lord, please help me quit smoking. I said, I can't do it. You know, I can't do it. And, you know, after I prayed that prayer, I never smoked another cigarette. I took that pack of cigarettes out of my pocket, and I laid it in the top of my toolbox. Never opened them. Never smoked another cigarette. God instantly took that away from me. But, see, that's part of the freedom sometimes. When he stirs the faith inside of you, I couldn't quit. I had tried time and time again. And you know what? He took that desire for me to smoke away. Now, does that mean that I never had any thoughts about smoking? No. You know, I woke up sometimes in the morning having dreamed that I had started smoking again. That's how big of a grasp of cigarette smoking has on you. And you know what? I'd wake up saying, oh, no, I didn't start that again. You know? But I hadn't started. But that was even my natural mind and my natural instincts wanting to try to pull me back down into that smoking. And you know, it's the same if you're on drugs or you're on alcohol or you're on any kind of situation, addictive type situation. And they've actually came to the conclusion that cigarette smoking is about as addictive as heroin. Yeah, they really have. I mean, most people who smoke can't quit smoking. You know, they have a heck of a time. They have to try to take those nicotine patches and everything else. But see, a lot of times, the freedom in God, even like that woman when she prayed and she said, help my unbelief. And Jesus did help her unbelief. And today, if you have a need or you have a situation that you just can't get on top of it, if you'll pray and ask the Lord to stir that faith inside of you, that it's in you, it's there, it's in you, whether you know it or not, it's there, to stir that faith inside of you, then, you know, you can have a freedom and a release that maybe you couldn't experience in any other way or any other situation or circumstance. But, you know, he wants to set you free.
Well, that's a perfect example, Oscar, because I believe that there are a lot of people that listen to this show and that are going through something in their life and they're just saying, I cannot get out of this. I can't stop her. I can't figure out how to solve this issue or this situation or whatever. And yet what we're talking about is the freedom in Jesus Christ today.
Amen.
And just what you were saying is absolutely correct. If you'll just take that little seed of faith that you have in your life, and even if you've asked the Lord to do it before and he hasn't done it yet, ask him again, you know, because he knows where you are and he knows the situation you're in and he knows what's going on in your life. And, you know, you don't know when the Lord's going to move, but yeah. When he does, you will know he's moved. And that's the freedom in the Lord. And when he does move in a situation that you feel helpless about, you should be praising him.
Yeah, amen.
You should certainly be praising him. And you should be telling people what he's done for you.
You know, in James, the first chapter, it says, But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his, there's that word deeds again, in his deeds. And you know, I'm going to tell you what, God has given you a liberty in him that sets you totally free. If you'll receive what his word declares. Now, you know, there's always a little proviso in the things of God. You have to believe to receive. If you don't believe, you won't receive.
No.
I mean, it's, you know, I liken that to, you know, somebody calls you up on the phone. And a lot of times there's a lot of scams out there on the internet and everything where this rich Arab person over in some other country, he can't get his money out of the bank, and if you'll send him a couple $1,000 or whatever, a couple hundred or whatever it is, then he'll send you a check for $25,000 or $250,000 or whatever, some goofy something. And you know, a lot of people will jump right on something like that, and they'll believe it, and then they'll fall into that trap. But I'm going to tell you what, if you'll believe what Jesus says about you, you'll begin to move into that perfect law of liberty. And that perfect law of liberty, and the Lord spoke to me years ago about this, the perfect law of liberty, he told me, was submission. When you submit yourself to him, that's all he wants you to do, is just submit yourself to him. And then on a daily basis, just ask the Lord, Lord, what would you have me do today? What can I do to please you today? And if he doesn't tell you to do anything, just go about your way and don't do anything. But if he begins to bring somebody across your path that needs help or needs encouragement or maybe even needs a couple bucks or something, and you feel like you're supposed to help them, do that. And by doing that, you'll help set that person free too. You know, I had a person tell me one time years ago, and this guy was a Christian brother. He was out of work. And, you know, me and my wife, we were living on a pretty tight income even back then. But it was getting around school time for the kids to go back to school. And he had two little kids. And I don't remember the exact amount of money that we gave him, but I felt like I was supposed to give him a couple few hundred dollars, you know. And it's been many years ago. And, you know, this guy had been a Christian for a long time. And when I did that, he told me, he says, you know, Oscar, he says, no one's ever done anything like this for me before. And I said, well, brother, don't look at it as me doing something for you. This is coming from the Lord, because I felt I'm just being obedient to what I felt like the Lord told me to do. And he said he'd be able to buy the kids some clothes, new clothes to go to school. And I'm just going to tell you, just the little things that God would have you do sometimes, if you'll do that, you'll release his freedom out into the atmosphere, so to speak, because that person's life will be encouraged, and maybe they'll go out and encourage someone else and give them some freedom in the Lord. And that's sort of the way that stuff works. You never think that something's too little and it really doesn't matter, because in Christ, everything matters. And the little things are very important, that you be obedient in the little things, you know.
Well, that, you know, I've said it before, that's the lesson that I learned years ago when we were going down to City Gospel Mission.
Yeah.
And you asked me to give them the message, and I had never done anything like that before in my life.
Right.
And I did, and we did an altar call. Nobody came up, and I'm going, okay. You know, I was okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm walking out the door, and one guy comes out of nowhere, taps me on the shoulder, and says, you know, I knew you were talking to me.
There you go.
Now, you know, how did I know that? I didn't know that.
No.
But I was just, you know, following the leading of the Lord. I tried to give a message that the Lord gave me.
Right.
I tried to, you know, do what you asked me to do, you know, mm-hmm. because you thought it was good for me. And you did. I know you thought it was good for me to start doing that. But I learned that lesson a long time ago, and that lesson has stuck with me forever, ever since. Yeah. That's probably been 20 years ago, Oscar. And the thing about the whole thing is I try to follow that even today, mm-hmm. because you never know who you're going to touch.
That's right.
And, you know, that little message that I gave that I thought was just a little insignificant message touched somebody's life.
Yeah.
And what maybe it set him on a different course. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never seen the gentleman again. I probably never will see him again. But you know, you never know what's going to set someone else free if it comes from the Lord the Lord.
We know, Mike, talking about the City Gospel Mission, we went down there for many, many years, probably about 30 years. We'd go down there once a month, you know, and minister to the people and then help feed them and stuff. And, you know, we were down there one night, and this guy came from the back. He was sitting all the way in the back of the room, and he was dressed really nice and nice clothes, and, you know, you could tell that he had his life together, you know what I mean. And he walked up after everything was over with, and he says, I bet you guys don't remember me. And we said, well, you know, you run through, you see so many different people down there, you don't always remember each one that you minister to. He said, I just wanted to let you know, I was down here a couple years ago, and he said, and you guys ministered to me. And he said, my life was messed up. And he said, you know, I was, you know, out on and drugs and all kind of things, and he said, and I'd lost my family and everything, and he said, I just want to tell you, he said, you know, after you guys ministered to me, he said, I went out, and he said, I changed my life, and he says, I'm back working, I'm back with my family, and I just wanted to come back and tell you that I really appreciate what you guys did. And you know, I had a guy come up to me one time, I had shared a message down there, and this guy came up to me, and he said, you know, brother, he says, I want to really thank you. And I said, okay, what for? You know, because, I mean,
sure.
I hadn't prayed for him or anything. He said, because when you spoke, he said, I understood every word that you said. He said, sometimes when I come here, he said, they're screaming and hollering and carrying on so much, I walk out of here and I don't even know what in the world they even said. He said, but when you spoke, he said, I understood every word that you said. And he said, I just want to tell you, I thank you for that. And you know what? That's what it's all about. If somebody doesn't understand what you're saying, then what good is it? If you can't break it down on a simple enough level to where they can understand it, what good is it? You know, and I'll tell you what. You know, Jesus chose the foolish things to confound the wise. He chose the weak strings things to bring down the strong. And I'm going to tell you what, never feel like that because you don't feel like you're an orator or you have a great, even a great grasp on English. I murder English a lot of times. But you know what? The Lord uses me to teach a lot about Greek and Hebrew and a lot of different things. But you know what? It doesn't matter what you think your abilities are. What matters is what God tells you to do, because His strength will be made perfect in your weakness. And today, we might be talking to somebody out there today that maybe the Lord has opened up an opportunity for you to teach a Sunday school class or to join a ministry team or something, and you've told yourself, oh my goodness, I can't do that. I'm not qualified. I'm not educated enough. Hey, if God opens the door, then everything that you've got is just enough. It's exactly what's needed. And sometimes you can minister to that one that someone else wouldn't be able to, because maybe they wouldn't even listen to them. But if you share your testimony or share where God's got you, I tell you what, it can reach right down and grab that person's heartstrings and release that seed of faith in them. And that's all it takes, is just a little release of that seed of faith. You know, when you place a seed, I used to help my uncle when I was a little kid. He had a farm and he'd plant corn. And, you know, he'd plow the fields, and then we'd go behind him and take a little stick and push like a little hole in the ground and drop a couple seeds in there, and then go a little farther and do the same thing. And you know what? What I noticed over the years is that when we did that, that seed was hard. It was a hard seed of corn, and it looked like it was dead. And you could not tell no life was in that seed. But when you dropped that in that soil and then covered it back over and then went on, and then when the rains came and everything else, then all of a sudden you'd see a little sprig come up out of the ground. And a few days later, that sprig would be twice as big as it was. And a couple of days later, it'd be three times as big. And then before you know it, you had a full stock of corn. And, you know, that's the way God's word is in your life. You know, if you drop that seed into somebody's life that and water that seed that's already in them, you know, God gives the increase. And it's, you know, never feel like that you can't do something that God asks you to do, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you within.
Well, you know, that's exactly what we're talking about today, you know, and we're talking about the freedom that the Lord gives you if you just, you know, allow it to happen.
Right.
And, you know, just like He allowed me to speak that night, that particular night.
Yeah.
You know, and you, like you said, gave the guy some money that particular time.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's the freedom we have,
right,
in the Lord. Because when He's speaking to us, Oscar, He's speaking to us a message of hope,
uh-huh,
a message of grace, you know, of love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, all the things that you hear about in the Bible, blessings, grace, love,
right,
you know, all those things, all the good things, hope,
yeah,
all those things. And that's what He's speaking to us.
Right.
And isn't that what everybody wants?
Amen.
I mean, you know, I mean, today, you know, it's just seems like just the opposite, but it's not.
Right.
Everybody's still searching for the same thing.
Right.
Peace in their life. You know, a family, a nice, you know, a family, a blended, a strong family,
mm-hmm,
you know, all those things,
right,
you know, and you keep striving for them, and the Lord will give them to you, but it's got to be on His time.
That's right.
And today, people don't want to wait on anything, unfortunately.
No, everybody wants
and
everything
instantly.
And I hate
to admit it, but I'm pretty much the same way.
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is that things don't always come instantly. But, you know, we've sing that song at church sometimes, and on time God.
Yeah.
May not come when you want Him, but He'll be there right on time. You know, and that's the way God is. You know, a lot of times when we want Him to come, we're not really ready for Him to come.
Absolutely.
Sometimes, you know, in a situation, because there's things that we have to learn and there's things that we have to go through sometimes. But, you know, I can tell you, we've got a big plaque that hangs in the front of our church right up over the pulpit. And it's that plaque is about 70 years old or so. We had it in our old church, and it's hanging in our new church. And this is exactly what it says up there. It says, Jesus never fails. And I'm going to tell you what, Jesus never fails. Now, that doesn't mean that God is some sugar daddy up in heaven that you can manipulate and cause him to do the things you want him to do. But I'm going to tell you what, he loves you with an everlasting love. And he's going to meet your needs according to his riches and glory. And if he inspires you to do something, whether you get to see the results or not, he never fails. And his word never returns void. Praise God.
It's 12:30, and we need to do some business real quick. And we'll be right back. Here we go. Most of us take reading for granted, but over 100,000 greater Cincinnatians, it is a problem. For over 30 years, YWCA Learn's mission has been to let every adult read now. Teaching experience is not necessary as a voluntary tutor. You'll learn everything you need during a 12-hour workshop. Registrations are being accepted now for ongoing workshops. Call 513-361-2140 or visit www.ywca.org. The Veterans Crisis Line connects veterans in crisis and their families and friends with qualified, caring Department of Veterans Affairs responders through a confidential toll-free hotline, chat, or text. Veterans and their loved ones can call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Chat online or send a text message to 838-255-255 to receive confidential support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Since its launch in 2007, the Veterans Crisis Line has answered more than 1.6 million calls and made more than 45,000 life-saving rescues. So that's 1-800-273-8255.
Mm-hmm.
And WAIF is selling T-shirts.
All right.
And they are $22 a piece. If you are interested in one, you can call 513-961-8900. Give your name and address, and we'll set up in the size that you need, and they'll set up when they can get it delivered to you.
Yeah. And you know, when you realize, Mike, that this radio station is a nonprofit organization and nobody gets paid who works at this radio station, or, you know, Mike and I come from all the way about 20, 25 miles out of Cincinnati to come down
right
here to do this radio program. And we don't do it to get paid because we don't get any actual pay. But I'm going to tell you what, we get paid by the Lord, because sharing his word is pay enough, you know. And I just want you to know that even with this T-shirt thing, you know, that just helps put these programs on, helps do the maintenance to the radio station, and you know, helps keep things up, because, you know, it's there's a lot of expenses involved in trying to run a radio station. I don't know all of the ins and outs of it, but I know this. You have to replace things. You have to fix things. And stuff don't fix itself, you know. And it takes money to do that.
No, they sure don't. We're talking, this is Kingdom Building. It's 12:33. I keep looking at this thing over the top of the board here.
Yeah.
It's 12:33 on WAIF 88.3 Cincinnati. And we're talking about freedom in the Lord today. And you know, if you've got a testimony of how the Lord set you free through something, please give us a call at 513-749-1444. We'd love to hear from you. And, you know, we're talking about how the Lord, you know, moving in your life, or you talking to the Lord and turning things over to your life, setting you free in him.
That's right.
And, you know, like Oscar said in the very first scripture, who the Lord sets free is free indeed.
That's right.
And that means it's an absolute. And
yes.
Wouldn't you love to have the freedom of the Lord in your life today? And if you don't know the Lord, give us a call.
Sure.
And Oscar and I will pray for you and help you in that direction.
Amen. And you know, let me say this to you too. If the Lord has done something for you, don't be like the 10 people who the Lord healed that time, and only one came back and gave thanks. And a lot of times, if you'll give your testimony, that will set other people free. And if God's speaking to some of you out there today, that you need to call this radio station and give a testimony of what God's done for you, and that he set you free from whatever situation it is, you know, then, you know, don't hold back. Because I tell you what, a lot of times, until you start doing the little things in God, he won't let you do the bigger things. But I'm going to tell you, it can be a releasing thing, a point of release for you. Don't go away from this radio broadcast today and tell yourself, oh man, I really should have called, and start feeling under condemnation and guilty because you knew you had a testimony. But give us a call again. Give that number again, Mike.
513-749-1444. And you know what, Oscar, what you were talking about, have you ever had a situation when you in your life where you've just had something eating at you, and you just said it out loud?
Yeah.
Just said it out loud, and all of a sudden it's gone.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about today.
Right.
Say it out loud and say it to the Lord.
That's right.
Say, Lord, I can't do this anymore. I can't deal with this anymore. I need your help.
That's right.
I do that a lot.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
I do that a lot.
I've been in the Lord for a long time, and I have to do that real regular.
Yeah, I can go down.
Lord, please help me with this situation.
That's right.
You know.
I can take the wrong path once in a while.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, and sometimes when I get in the wrong attitude or the wrong state of mind, I can get really in a bad place.
Well, you know, even Mike, on a daily basis, I mean, you know, on your job or whatever you're doing out there, even if you're in a situation where you're having a rough time with it or you're struggling with it, if you'll pray and say, Lord, please help me today, you'll find out he's your ever-present help in time of need. And a lot of times he'll cause you to even be able to function on a higher level than your own ability a lot of times. You know, I used to work in a company where, you know, I had the largest department in that company, and I was made a supervisor over that department. And, you know, a lot of times I would pray every day, and I would say, Lord, please help me do this job as unto you. And I believe when you pray like that, he will bless you, because you're not wanting to take the glory for it. You're wanting to give him the glory. And I'm going to tell you what, he used to help me on a daily basis way beyond my ability, way beyond my ability. And, you know, I had the company come to me one time and tell me, you know, Oscar, we've been in business for 100 years. You're the best supervisor we've ever had. And you know what? I knew it wasn't because of me. It was because of the Lord. Because I would feel like I was supposed to do this or supposed to do that without somebody telling me. And then I'd find out that later on that the boss above me was supposed to tell me that and hadn't told me that. And we were going to be way behind if I hadn't done what I did or something. And I'm going to tell you what, he helped me in so many ways. It was unbelievable. And I mean, I had, like I said, I had the largest department. We had an inventory one time, and I had 400 different jobs coming through my department at the same time. That's a lot of jobs. And I was supposed to be able to track every one of them and tell them where it was in the process. And when we did the inventory, we were supposed to fill out cards and place it on all the different prints wherever that job happened to be.
Did they have a computer back then?
and you know what? They had a computer, but they didn't give me a computer out there to use. And you know what? I'm going to tell you what. I had the boss. He actually got on some of the other people in the smaller departments, and he told him, he said, you guys don't even know where your parts are or what's going on with your stuff. And he said, you've only got 4 or 5 jobs back here, and you can't even find your stuff. And I didn't like that he did this, but he'd say, Oscar's got 400 jobs up there, and he knows where every one of them is. And you know what? I didn't know where every one of them was. God helped me do that. I knew he did. But see, he will help you, folks. And I don't care what you're doing. If you're in college today and you hear this broadcast and you've got some tests coming up or some things you have to write or whatever, you pray and ask God to help you. And watch and see if you don't be able to do a little bit better than even you knew you were capable of doing. Because I'm telling you what, he is your ever-present help in time of need. And Jesus will help you. And today, like I say, if you have a testimony, call in and tell us. Because I know there's a bunch of people out there that are hearing this broadcast. That the Lord has done something miraculous for you. And you know it was the Lord. But maybe you've never told anybody about it. Well, this is your chance to share that testimony. And I'm going to tell you what, once you share that testimony, you'll feel a freedom. And God will bless you because you shared that testimony, and he'll bless somebody else. You know,
well, it's interesting. You know, I was a car salesman for a long time, and mm-hmm. that's a commission job.
Yeah, right.
And there were many months where many times, say, in the middle of a month or two-thirds through the month, I got, you know, zero or very little commissions made up, and I'm thinking, oh man, how am I going to pay my bills and how am I going to do? But you know, the Lord not one time ever allowed me not to be able to.
That's
do
right,
that.
Amen.
I would get to the last week and I'd sell 10 or 12 cars in one week.
Right.
And you know, and it may not, you know, sometimes it may not had a whole lot left over.
Right.
Sometimes there was a lot left over.
Yeah.
You know, right. And it was just. But it was, you know, it was never a fail. I never failed at it.
Yeah.
The Lord always came through for me.
Yeah.
And my wife used to say, don't worry, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. And like I said, if you look at me, I have never missed a meal. So
yeah.
I'm pretty good there.
Yeah.
Although I'm a little smaller now than I was.
But you've been trying to lose a little weight, haven't you? Yes. It isn't because you aren't eating or can't eat. Well, you know, that's the good thing about it, Mike, is that, you know, the Lord will always meet you if you will just trust him. And like I say, it's you can't manipulate God. You're not manipulating him. But what you're doing is asking him for his help in situations. And you know what? He'll help you. He'll meet you. And a lot of times it doesn't come the way you thought it would come, you know.
Amen to that.
But he will definitely help you.
You know, you're asking for his help. You're asking for his assistance. And there's, like you said, a lot of times he'll assist you.
Right.
But you have to do the work.
Well, you still got to.
You got to do the work.
You don't just stand back and do nothing. But as he directs you, you begin to move forward.
He'll show you what you have to do.
Yeah.
And that's the most interesting thing about it for me is because sometimes you'll have me do, like you said, do something that I think, well, I don't know how to do that.
Right.
Well, yeah, you do.
Right.
You know, if you're walking with the Lord, he'll show you how to do it.
Well, see, Mike, the word says faith without works is dead, being left alone. Now, that doesn't mean that you go out, because you go out and do a bunch of works, that you got a bunch of faith. That doesn't mean that. But it means that as God quickens something for you to do or shows you something, you have to step forward and do the work, whatever God is telling you to do. You know, I remember years ago, before I ever really started speaking much at church or anything, before I was the pastor of the church or anything like that, one of the older brothers in the church, who I thought was just an excellent teacher. I mean, you know, and I used to sit in his class sometimes, and I used to think, wow, this guy, he says some things sometimes that I have to go home and think about him for a while before I can figure out what in the world he said. But always it would hit me later on what he said. But, you know, I basically, you know, the Lord had given me the ability to write poems, and I never wrote a poem in my life until one day I was standing at work, and I had read the Helen Steiner Rice poem, Windows of Gold, and I thought, oh, my God, this is so beautiful, you know. And I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, I just wish I could write something like that. And he gave me, started inspiring a poem, and I started writing a poem. And since then, I've written a lot of different poems, but I only write them as I feel inspired. But the thing about it is I wasn't sharing them poems. you know. And he had started giving me a poem, and then it had cut off. And then I thought, well, what happened here, you know? Because when that inspiration comes, it kind of flows, and you got to do it right then, because if you don't, it'll slip away from you, and then you can't remember it a lot of times. But he'd started giving me a poem about struggle, and it had cut off. And I stood there, and I prayed, and I said, Lord, what's the matter? Why didn't you continue to give me this poem? And I literally felt like he spoke down inside of me, and he said, son, because when I give you things, you're not sharing them. And if you don't share them, I'm not going to give you anything else. And I prayed, and I said, well, Lord, if it's because I'm not sharing, I'll share. Well, then what ended up happening, I've told this story before, I was at camp. We had a church camp, and I was at camp. And the woman that was the minister's wife that was there at the camp, she came over to me, and she said, we're going to have a sharing situation tonight, Oscar. And she says, have you got something you can share? And my first inclination was to say no. And I felt like the Lord spoke inside of me, and he said, oh, yes, you do. And he said, what did you tell me? You know, when I opened the door, you'd do it. And I went back to her, and I said, well, yeah. I said, the Lord gave me a poem. And I said, I can share that. And he'd given me quite a few poems at that point, but this one that he was giving me right then. And I told her, I said, yes. And she said, well, okay. And I stood up that night, and the first time I ever shared a poem, you know, out in public. And the poem went like this. It's, why do you struggle and why do you fret when all that you accomplish is to get upset? When everything seems to go the wrong way, just lift up your hands and begin to pray. And truly to praise me in all these things, for my peace will lift you as though you had wings. And as you look on the problems below, I will give you the strength and the wisdom to know that surely I hold you in the palm of my hand, and that nothing can touch you unless it's part of my plan. And that was the first time I ever shared a poem. And you know what? What's happened after that? That brother I told you about, the Sunday school class, after I did that at the camp, I'm sitting there in a Wednesday night service one time. And he always would ask some of the older brothers to take his Sunday school class when he wasn't going to be there. And he looked over at me and he said, Brother Oscar, will you take my Sunday school class? And I did, you know. But first thought was to say no.
Got a call.
Yeah.
If you'll call back, we'll try and get you back on the air. Thanks. Okay, I don't know what I did wrong here, but that's the way Rich told me.
Rich, if you're listening, Mike's blaming you. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's... well, you know what?
I'm sorry I missed your call.
Yeah.
Okay, so as you were saying before I dropped the ball here.
No, that's good. You're okay, buddy. Praise the Lord. But you know what? Like I was saying, that brother, he asked me if I would take the Sunday school class, and I thought, well, how am I going to do that? This guy's so good at teaching Sunday school. And you know what? My first inclination was to say no. And then I felt like the Lord said, now, when you told me when I opened the door, you'd step through it. So then I went back to him and I said, yeah, I said, I'll take your Sunday school class Sunday. And I taught his Sunday school class, and that was the beginning of me starting to minister.
Okay, let's try again. He wants us to tell people what he's done for us.
Right.
You know, that's how people learn. You know, what did we say about testimony? It's a test.
Right.
And it tells you tell people how you've gone through a test in your life.
That's right. Amen.
And that's part of the freedom that the Lord gives us, to go through the test in our life. And the Lord knows I've had my share.
Yeah, you know, Mike, the thing about a test is even when you feel like you haven't passed the test, you know, God don't give up on you, because he loves you, and you know, he will cause you to he might give you the test again a second time, but you know what, he'll keep giving you the test until you pass it.
And you might have passed it and not known it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you don't think you did.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. You know, sometimes you think you're still failing, and yet what the Lord's doing is he's putting you on the path to success.
That's right.
And that goes to what we're talking about today. You know, the freedom in the Lord, just allowing him to ebb and flow through your life, and to you know, just be relying on him in everything we do, and everything, you know, every situation we're in.
Right.
And rely on him to guide us. And you know, my prayer every day is, Lord, your will be done. And yeah. Show me the way and give me the wisdom to know how to do that.
Amen. You know, Mike, talking about the tests and trials that we go through, in the J.B. Phillips translation of the Bible, in James chapter 1, starting with verse 2, it says, "When all kinds of trials and temptations crowd into your lives, my brother, don't resent them as intruders, but welcome them as friends. Realize that they come to test your faith and to produce in you the quality of endurance. But let the process go on until endurance is fully developed, and you will find that you've become men of mature character with the right sort of independence. And if in the process any of you does not know how to meet any particular problem, he has only to ask God, who gives generously to all men without making them feel foolish or guilty, and he may be quite sure that the necessary wisdom will be given him." And you know what? He will give you the wisdom that you need. He will supply all of your needs. And that's even when you're going through the trials and temptations, according to his riches and glory. And if you fall a little short in a situation, just ask God to forgive you and say, Lord, help me the next time. And get up and go on. You know, a lot of times your natural mind would try to tell you, oh, you really messed up. You can't go to church. You can't be a Christian. You said something you shouldn't have said, or you did something you shouldn't have done. You know what? Tell that old natural mind, heck with you. I'm not listening to you. I'm listening to what Jesus says. He says, I'm more than a conqueror. He says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me within. You know, he says, I'm a king and priest unto him. That's what the scripture declares, you know, that you're a royal generation, a holy nation, that you should show forth the praises of him that called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And, you know, that's what he's wanting to do. He's calling you out of darkness. You know, the you know what darkness is? It's just the absence of light. And, you know, he's the light that shines in the heart of every man. He's the light that will begin to reveal things to you when you need that revelation. He's the one that in the darkest hour that you're in, that he can begin to give you the illumination that you need to understand what you need to do and how to even get out of that situation, you know.
Well, that's right, Oscar. And you know, they say that if you turn on a light, a small light,
uh-huh.
in pitch black darkness,
uh-huh.
you can see that light up to 10 miles away.
And I believe it. I believe it. And you know what? That's the way the light of God is. And you know, and the scripture says he's the light that lights every man that comes into the world. So that light's inside of you. And all you have to do is just acknowledge him, and that light of life will begin to radiate inside your being. And he'll begin to give you the direction that you need to have. And he'll help you overcome in any situation or circumstance that you get in.
Praise the Lord. I like the analogy of, you see the ship in the night, you know, and they're kind of roaming around, not, and they see a light.
Yeah, see that lighthouse. Yeah, yeah.
And then what do?
Yeah,
they change direction and they go toward the light. And that's what we're talking about today. Go toward the light of Jesus.
That's right.
And get the freedom that He's going to give you when you get there.
That's absolutely right. Amen. Praise God.
Well, it's about 11:58,
12:58. 12:58. You're on daylight savings time.
I don't know what day of the week is this. Tuesday? I don't know.
You're falling into that category of James here today with the trials and tribulations.
I never know what day of the week it is anymore.
Well, that's right.
Any closing comments?
You know, all I'd like to say is this: whom the Lord sets free is free indeed, and He will set you free. If you got a problem today, just ask Him to come into your heart and come into your life, and He will do it, and He can set you free. And He came to set the captives free. You know, it says in Isaiah that He came to set the captives free.
Thanks for listening, Cincinnati. And we'll be back next week at 12 o'clock on Kingdom Building on right here on WAIF 88.3 FM.
Amen.